Gimel Shvat, 30th January, Rabbi Ephraim Pinas, did Paroi have Bechira?
We're standing now in the parshias of Shibud Mitzrayim, the Shibud for Paro in the Mitzrayim, did to the Bnei Yisrael, Mitzad Echot, or Mitzad Acher. We're ready by the next step of the Asora Makis, where the Rebbein Shloilom gave to Paro in the Mitzrayim the Mido Keneg Mido, where he punished Bnei Mitzrayim of all the Yisurim and the Shibud what they gave for the Bnei Yisroel. And there's an interesting Shaila based in the Rishonim. The Shaila is, we all know, the whole time through the Parsha of Eiro, we see how Rabbeinu Shloilam told Moshe Rabbeinu, Vani Akshe es Leif Paroi. I will harden the Leif of Paroi. And the Shaila of the Rishonim ask, we all know that Rabbeinu Shloilam, everyone has a bechira. Everything goes with schar ve'oinish. If we boichel a toif, we get the schar. If a person is boichel a ra, chas v'sholom, he gets the oinish. So the shaila is, how is the Rabbeinu Shloilam able to give punishment to Paroi? How can he give this oinish to Paroi? If the Rebbeinu Shloilam from the beginning promised and told Moshe Rabbeinu Vani Akshe es Leif Paroi, I'm going to be Makshe the Leif Paroi and I will not be Chlal give him a Pchire to do Tshuva or to send out the Yidin from Mitzrayim. So if the Rebbeinu Shloilam decided already by himself in Gezeira that he's not giving Paroi any choice Bichlal to send out the Yidin from Mitzrayim and doesn't let him Bichlal to do Tshuva, Mehecha Teise, so why did he deserve Bichlal to get such a Oynesh and go through the Esser Makis and Kriyas Yamsuf, where we all know what happened to him. And we'll start, versteht sich, with the Poshe Pshat, where the Emes is Rashi. At the first time in the Posseg in Parshas Ba'eiro, in Perik Zayin, Haloche, Perik Zayin, Posseg Gimel. And the first time in the Torah says, Vani Akshe is Leif Paroi. So Rashi already is Meramis Disney Pude, Vani Akshe is Leif Paroi. So Rashi says, Ma'acha shehirshia vehisris kenegdi. After what everything what Paroi did already against the Rebbeinu Shloilam, toivli sheyiskashe liboy leman harbois boyoy soysai. It's kedai that should be makshe his leif, kedai later to be able to give him the oynish. And Rashi is not marich and masbi, what does it mean? Like we know Rashi is every word, meduyek. So the Sifsei Chachomim explains that the pshad in Rashi is, so the Sifsei Chachomim, the meika din, the Rebbeinu Shloilam lets everyone have a bechira. And meika din, if Paroi would have decided he wants to do tshuva and be emesdik mekabel the rotzen from Hashem, he would be able to do tshuva. But Sifsei Chachomim says that the Rebbeinu Shloilam knew that even if Paroi will say the Yidden could go out, it's not pshad because he does tshuva. It's to get rid of the Yisurim, to get him away from the Makis. He will not do an Emes Dige Tshuva. And if he didn't do an Emes Dige Tshuva, he still deserved to get the Oynish. But if he says the Yidin should go out, Im Kol Zeh, the Rebbeinu Shloilam will go and give another Makke and another Makke, so the Sifsei Chachomim will be a Chilul Hashem. The Oylam will say, what do you mean? He gave the okay, he gave the green light, the Yidin should go out. And the Rebbeinu Shloilam is going on and on, noch a klap, noch a klap. How could he do this? How can he let such a thing happen? The Oylem won't know that Be'etzim Paroi doesn't do tshuva b'leiv sholem.
You can't be punish somebody. It's the kid that you should do tshuva. When you punish somebody, you smack a child, you want it to be good.
But you want it to be good, not just to get away from the patch. wonderfully good because he wants to do whatever you told him to do.
Pasch is a tachlis.
But the Rebbeinu Shloim knew Golden be Yedua Lefona of the power, even if he says yes, go out, it's not pshat because it's a tachlis, he will be mekabel, then I'm mekabel, the Rebbeinu Shloim says I want to do. He will just say, get rid of the punishment. Get away from me. I don't want to see you anymore. Oh, but it's not true. That's not true. Tshuva is to be mekabel what Rebbeinu Shloim says, to be mekabel to do what the Rotzen of Hashem is. So Rashi says that if he would have let Paroi to do tshuva, it would have been only a chitzoinistik and outside tshuva. People would have thought it's a tshuva because he says, okay, you can go. Oh, but it's not a real tshuva. If it's not a real tshuva, the Rebbeinu Shloim would have wanted to give him noch a klap, noch a makke. Oh, but then it would have been a chil Hashem. What do you mean? He gave the okay. He gave the green light to leave Mitzrayim. Why is he still giving any oinchen? So Mimele, what did Rebbeinu Shloim do? He was makshe es libo. The Rebbeinu Shloim did that everyone should hear and see openly how Pavel says, I do not want to be mekabel what Rebbeinu Shloim says. Mi Hashem asher eshmaot koiloi. I will not send the Yidin out from Mitzrayim. And Mimele, everyone understood that Rebbeinu Shloim went and gave him another clap and another clap to be able to get his embassy gerinish. That's the Shittas Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Va'eiro, Bavani Akshe is Leif Paru. There's another pshat in the Rambam Hilchas Tshuva. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva Perik Vov, Halochi Gimel. What the Rambam says that he is heard in Klal Yisrael is that everyone has a prire. And everyone could do tshuva, and the Rebbeinu Shem is expecting and wants from everyone tshuva. Sagt der Rambam in Hal Perik Vav Halacha Gimel, but the efsha sheyechte ha'odam chet godoy. But it could come once to a matzif, like by Paroi, where the person did socha averis, such unbelievable shibut and bad for Klal Yisrael, that the Rebbeinu Shloim decided it's not fair anymore just to let him go out with a tshuva and get him free for everything what he did. He says it could be once a own prira of a person, it's his own prira to go so far till he passed the red line. And then the Rebbeinu Shloim says, Adkam. Now already I'm moneer mimcho tshuva kedei to be able to give you the real and amnestic punishment you deserved. So the Rambam, this was the word by Paroi, lefichoch kosuv batoir van yechazek is leif Paroi. Lefichochotem me'atzmo itchilo, before the Rebbeinu Shloim decided to be makshes leif Paroi, he had his own prire, and he was adkirikach choyte, and such shibudim he gave to Klal Yisrael, veheiral Yisrael, because of this, hadin limnoya mimeno hatshuve at shenifroi mimeno. Because from his own prire he decided to go adasof and not to stop with the shibut what he did to the Bnei Yisrael. That's why the Rebbeinu Shloim says, now it's ready after your own prire, where you were boicher to come to a matziv where you really deserve the amnestic punishment. And that's why the fichoch chizek hakodush bochu es liboy. That's why the Rebbeinu Shloim said, now I'm not letting you anymore get out of it. Now I'm not letting you anymore tshuva. Vani akshes leif paroi. Kedei kake, you should get the real deserved punishment where you yourself were boicha and you yourself put yourself into it, that you should get a zapainish. So the Rambam learns that inochaname, a person has a prire, but sometimes their own prire brings a person at kikach that he passed, we mezok, the red line, and now the Rebbeinu Shloim says, Adkan. Now already, I will have to push it, hold you back of doing another tshuva, kedei to be able to give you the oynish, what you deserved from all the shibudim, what you did to the Bnei Yisrael. This is the shittas of Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva. There's another interesting mahalach in the Sipono. The Sipono in Parshas Vo'eiro. Zog the Sipono, different than the Rambam, he says, no. Even Paroi Iker Hadin had a prira. The Rebbeinu Shloim will never take away a prira of a person, and any time and every time will give everyone the choice and the prira to do tshuva. The Sipono says, so what's pshat vani akshe es leif Paroi? So why here? He was makshe es leif Paroi. Zog the Sipono a very geschmacke mahalach. He says, And I'll explain it in a moshe. We all know if you ask a person, in Metzias, could you put your hands into a fire? He says, I could. I could. I'm asking you, do you have a prier on this? He'll say, no. That's not called prier. Prier means if you have an option, yes or no. You could do yes, you could do no. With your own seichel, with your own hakore, you decided not to do it. He said, not to put your hand into a big fire is not pshat because you have a prier, yes or no. Even with the etzim, you could have done it. No, you don't put your hand in the fire because everyone feels it black and white, that if you just get close to the fire, how it burns, how it's hot, and you pull back without any bichlal achlote, without any prire from himself, you're not making any decision that I do not want to put my hands into the fire. Mimele sagt der Sipponer, a sehr geschmackige Sache. He says, let's put ourselves into the matter of what happened in Mitzrayim. We all know the Esser Makis. He says, the nisim what Rabbeinu Shalom did in Mitzrayim, from the beginning, from down, was like unbelievable, black and white, showing Paro and everyone else that Rabbeinu Shalom is the balabos, and Rabbeinu Shalom is the one who is manipulating. From down, that the same dam, when it was in Yid's hand, it was water. It went over to the Goy's hand, it was dam. He paid money, it turned to water. Step by step. The Tzvadeya, what the Medrash says, that when Tzvadeya, they closed all the houses and the windows and the doors, the Tzvadeya should not come in. So the Medrash says that Tzvadeya stood outside of the house and he said, I'm coming to do the Rotzen Hashem Yisborach. And the Chazal said that the walls split and made holes for the Tzvadeya to come in. So I'm asking you, when Paro sees such a thing every day and every night, what's going on, the nisim when he flows Mitzrayim, does he have a prire to say, yes, Hashem HaTzadik, Mani V'Ami Yerushalayim? Is this called that he was really miskaber, like we have a nisoyan, yes to speak a Lashon Hara, not to speak a Lashon Hara, and we decide ourselves not to speak from our own bechire? Is that what Paro had to go through after seeing all the nisim, what went on in Mitzrayim, that he should decide from his seichel that Rabbeinu Shloim is right, Vani Ve'ami Yerushalayim? Sipona says no. After going through such myriad nisim and flows, it's not less like a fire in front of you where every child, everyone without any seichel understands not to put in your hands in the fire. So who did he also? Be'ikadin Paro had a prire. He could have said yes. Oh, but that's not called a real prayer. That's not called giving him a choice to be machlit and to work on his life. You know what? I'll be mekabel the rotzen for Hashem and do what's the right thing. Because it's poshet. You see black and white. The Rebbeinu Shlom is the manik and he's the boyer kol olamim. So kedei, we should be able to come to a fair prayer. Kedei Paro should have a choice to work on himself. And to come to a fair prayer like all of us today, where we don't have the nisim of Mitzrayim in front of us. That's why the Sipona says the Rebbeinu Shloim had to be Makshe's Leif Paro. Mitzad Echad, he saw the unbelievable Nissim, he saw black and white, the Yad Hashem, and he saw in front of him how everything is the Rebbeinu Shloim. So today it should be a 50-50, straight now the seesaw with the same. Today it should come to normal Pire, the Rebbeinu Shloim had to be Makshe's Leif Paro, hardened his heart. He had to show him, he had to harden his heart to take away the hakore. Everything is the Rebbeinu Shloim. He had to even it out. It should be again 50-50. Kedei Adarabe. Now he should have the fair prire. And if Paro Imkolze would have worked on himself and decided he's doing tshuva, this opponent says the Rebbeinu Shloim would have accepted with open hands. But a tshuva, after seeing the nisim when he flows, that's not called tshuva. And like if a person would have had a cheshit to speak Lashon Hara, and when he just opens up his mouth, he stops speaking and doesn't go, you won't tell me that it's called a prire that he didn't speak Lashon Hara. That's not called a prire because it's black and white. But kedei it should be a prire, Rabbeinu Shloim had to be Makshe's Leif Paroi, kedei to come to a matzev of having a fair prire, that even mitzad echot, he saw the unbelievable nisim what went on Mitzrayim, aber mitzad achad, Rabbeinu Shloim was mechazik Makshe's Leif Paroi, not to get any spoil from ever what you saw, kedei to come to a matzev of a fair prire, and then would have been taken the choice of Paroi, does he want to this do the rotzen from Hashem and send out the Yidden or not. That's another mahalach of the Sipono, the Indian, the Bchira of Paro. Interesting is that the Rishonim go on. And the Rishonim ask another Shaila. He says, let's go away from Paroi and let's go to the Mitzrayim, to the Mitzrayim. We all know the Mitzrayim were part of this big Onshin from beginning to the end of all the Esamakis. And Rishonim, Lepoches, Veloyoser, Rambam, Raived, Ramban, they all ask, why did they deserve Bichlal a punishment? Why did the Bnei Mitzrayim get Bichlal a Onish? It says the Rebbeinu Shloim gave already a Gezeire in Mitzrayim, in the time of Prisbein Absorim. When the Rebbeinu Shloim spoke with Avraham Avinu, the Rebbeinu Shloim told him, Va'avodun ve'inu oisom arba me'eshona, that Klal Yisrael will have to go through a Golus, and ve'inu oisom, they will give them a Shibut, and only afterwards I'll take them out, and be male oisom le'eretz Yisrael, to eretz sovas cholof odrosh. So as the Rishonim ask, when the Rebbeinu Shloim was already goyzer, that Klal Yisrael have to have the inu oisom va'avodun. Klal Yisrael, kedei to be zoyche to kabbalas ha'toyre, and to zoyche to go to Eretz Yisrael, they have to have the Shibut. So why bichlal the Mitzrim were punished? The Chure, they did whatever was told. Interessant, the Shai.
Sorry? Needn't be there.
Eh?
Needn't be there.
Very good. You're going into one of Mahalik Roshoy?
No, of course.
Machagishin. Very good. Alzheimer's. Zog the Rambam, I'll bring you down interessant, the rate of the Rishoy. So the Rambam, Hilches Tshuva, in Perik Hei, Zog the Rambam, Valikosu Batoire Vavodu Binu Oysan, Harigoza ala Mitzrim Lasu Yisro. The Rebbeinu Shloim was geyser that they have to do Schlechts and Shibut for the Bnei Yisroel. Velomo nifra mehem. So why did they get the Oynish? The Rebbeinu Shloim gave out the Gezeire Vavone Binu Oysan. As the Rambam himself gives an answer, Lefi Shloim Goza al Ish Ployni Hayudua Shehu Yaseth. The Rambam says, the Rebbeinu Shloim didn't say that the Mitzrim should do it. The Rambam says that the Rebbeinu Shloim told Avraham Avinu that the Bnei Yisrael will have to go to somewhere else, to another country, and there will be Mavit Oysom, Me'ane Oysom, Arba Me'eshona. But the Rebbeinu Shloim never gave a hint or a remiss that it has to be the Mitzrim. It could have been the Amoini, Moyovi, Stoimi, anyone else. So said the Rambam. Lo yidiru ha-boire, the Rebbeinu didn't say who it should be. So, chein ha-mitzchim, ilu lo yorotze lo hora lohem horshus biyodoy. There is no gezeire that the mitzri has to do it. Shelo yigozal ish yodua, elo hoidiru shesoyif zaro yishtabet beoretz lo ilohem. The Rebbeinu Shloim never said that it has to be the mitzri, so the mitzri will not be chuyif to do it. So if they went from their own b'chira, and they decided we're going to be the ones who want to give shibut and inu for the Bnei Yisrael, they deserved the Oynish. That's how the Rambam in Perik Vov, Halacha Hei of Hilchas Tshuva answers why the Mitzrayim were roy to get such a Oynish, even if there was a Gezeira. And we all know the bekannte Asogas HaRaivet, for the Raivet often platz, in Perik Vov Halacha Hei goes to the Shoynes, we have to remark that the Shoynes of the Raivet is very strong against the Rambam. Atkine Kachi wants to say, this is Dvorim Narus, like, how can you speak like this? Such as Ach, the Rebbeinu Shloim gives the Gezeire. And he says, a Moshul, just imagine the Melech would give out the Gezeire that he wants, please, to go, the people should punish somebody else. And he says, if everyone in his malchus, everyone in the army will say, no, not me. He didn't say, I have to do it, not me. Everyone will pull out. He says, the Gezeirah will never happen. He says, how can you say that the Rebbeinu Shloim didn't tell us in the Gezeirah that the Mitzrim have to do it? We made it together, Oynish. So the Raivet, if there was a Gezeirah from the Rebbeinu Shloim, the Oynish said, that's what I want you to do. And somebody went and did what the Rebbeinu Shloim said. He's getting Oynish? He said, if everyone knows, will do such a zach and say, the Rebbeinu Shloim didn't say I should do it. Everyone will make oyser sholem, nobody will do it. Will never be miskayim the gezeirah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So other rabbi, that's not a tiny that the Rebbeinu Shloim didn't say you should do it. If a melech says, I would like to do a war against another country, and we see one general, one army would go and start doing it, the melech will be upset of him. Fakir, he will be happy that you're doing my rotzen. So my mele fragt dort Reivet, how can the Rambam say, but the Rebbein Shalom didn't say it should be the Mitzrim? So what? But the Rebbein Shalom said that that's his Gezeire, and that's his Rotzen, so he can't give him Einish. And the Ramban, when he brings the same Kashe, he says even a drop more. The Ramban says not only you shouldn't get Einish, he should get a Schar. They should get a Schar that they're doing the Rotzen from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like what we said. In the army, if the Melech says it, I want that we should do such a Rechom against somebody else. I want him to be Meshabbat somebody else. And somebody went and pulled up his socks and did the Mechome and was Matzliach. The Melech will give him Einish. He not only will give him and won't give him Einish, he'll give him a Schar. So the Ramban says even more. He said not only the Mitzrim should get the Einish, they should get even paid for it. What do you mean? They did the Rotzen von Hashem. The Rebbein Shem said, what do you mean, Oysam? And there were such tzaddikim that not only they said, we don't want to do Oysam Shalom, we don't want to do it, forget. They said, Mesiras Nefesh, let's do whatever the Rebbein Shem said we should do. And they were managed the Klal Yisrael. So why did they get Einish? Interessante Sache. So the Reivit, in his second Teretz, says, that if it would have done only va'avodum ve'inu oisam, inochename, they would have not gotten any einish to Mitzrayim. But we all know that the Shibur Mitzrayim was much, much more than only va'avodum ve'inu oisam, only to be man, me'aneh them that should work and build pisim as Ramses. We all know the Yisurim, where Koshia Shibur that they gave for the Mitzrayim, where they were killing the Bnei Yisrael, they were killing the Yiddish kinder, how they put in the children into the wall and all the different midrashim. This was much more than what the Rebbein Shloim Be'etzim gave a Gezeira for Avonah Ve'inu Oisam. The Rebbein Shloim never said to kill any Yid, to kill the Bnei Yisrael. The Rebbein Shloim said, be me'abed Oisam, they should work for you. In Ochaname, hard work. But the Bnei Mitzrayim totally out of proportion. They were Meshabbat Klal Yisrael with such Ritziches, with such evil. This is not anymore the Gezeira, whatever the Rebbein Shloim told you to do. Mimele, that's why they deserve the Einish. Because the Rebbein Shloim never said to kill the Bnei Yisrael, to kill the Yiddish Kindrach. That's the pshat where the Reivit answers on this kasha. The Ramban says that the Inui, what they did, was far out of proportion to what the Rebbein Shloim says from Vavodim ve'in Oisam. There are another Kama Mahalchim. One of the Mahalchim is what Chofetz Chaim says. Chofetz Chaim says many times, let's say in Indian Hilches Loshen Hora, that even if a person has a heter sometimes to say Loshen Hora, kigoin, etz letri eris, sometimes a person taka has an Indian and he should say the Loshen Hora if it's letri eris, zog the Chofetz Chaim, but it's only mutter if he's also mechaven letri eris. If a person says Loshen Hora, even the meiser halocha the meiser it's letri elis. For the other person who is mekabel loshen hora it's letri elis. But the person who says it, the person who says the loshen hora, he is not mechaven letri elis. He'll be oiva.
He still has to say it, otherwise the person will lose out.
You're right, but only if he says it when he's mechaven letri elis.
He's not mechaven letri elis, but he's
going to
have
it. Chavetz Chaim says he oiva.
He will lose out.
He will lose out, but you're not allowed to do it. If you say because we have a sin against this person, if you say the Loshen Hora because you want to be, we must give manish, be noikem to this person, even la locha le maise came out of Tri Elis, Chofetz Chaim kamo ve kamo pa'omim, when he brings down the tnoim, when is it heter, in shiduchim, or by business partners, or anything to say some Loshen Hora, sagt the Mishnah Chofetz Chaim kamo pa'omim, it's only if you mechavet le Tri Elis. If you yourself are not mechavan l'tielis, if you yourself poshet, already waiting the whole time till you be able to be noikim on this person and break him the deal with someone else, or that make they should not be able to do nice shiduchim, so even the meiser, you said the emes, and the meiser, it was a t'ielis, Chofetz Chaim says there's no heter to do it, only if he's mechavan l'tielis. Asher al kein, l'fi ze, even if the Bnei Mitzrayim, the Mitzrim, had a heter to go and do Vavodim ve'inu Oisam, even if the Mitzrim in Ochename had the Gezeira from Rabbein Shloilem that he wants somebody should be Meshabbat the Mitzrim, and they had a heter to do it, still, were they Mechaven l'Tri'elis? Were they Mechaven k'day to Tri'elis to be Mekayim the Rotzen Vavodim ve'inu Oisam? Oh no. They had total other taivas. They're totally other hageshim. What they gave out, the sinner, what they had against the Bnei Yisrael, they did not have any drop of kavona, of tielis, or l'shem shemayim, or the l'shem doing it for the rotzen of Hashem. So Mimele, sagt der Chofetz Chaim, so even it could be what it did, va'avodim ve'inu oisam, but if it wasn't done l'shem tielis, if it wasn't done because of avodim ve'inu oisam, it was done poshet of a sinner against Bnei Yisrael, don't come with any heterin. Don't tell me that there was a gezeirah avod min oisam. Don't tell me that this was the rotz Hashem Yisborach, because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam checks and looks what was your kavona. And if the kavona was not the tielis, it's like in Hilchos Loshon Hara. If it's not the tielis, if you're not mechaven the tielis, there's no heter to say. So who are they here the same? They did not do it the tielis. There's another interesting teretz. Chofetz Chaim himself brings Kama Pa'omi Mishari Tuna from Rabbeinu Yoine. Rabbeinu Yoine is Mechadish Halocha Lemaise. He says that even if someone is allowed to do something else to somebody else, it's only if he himself is Noki of Oisaychet. Rabbeinu Yoine says, if let's say somebody is, you see a Chav of yours over the Zorah, and you deserve the Einish, and you even mean the T'Elis to give him the Einish, but if you yourself are also Oyved Avodah Zorah, you don't have any heter to do whatever has to be done for somebody else. You're only allowed to give an Einish to someone else, and even if you're having a T'Elis, different than the T'Elis before, only if you yourself are Noki, you're in Ganzen Rein, and you have no Shaychus to this Chet, then you're allowed to go and punish somebody else. But if you yourself are also loike, if you yourself are also part of this aveda, is demons kshoit atzmcho ve'achakach kshoit achirin. First work on yourself, first take care of yourself, and then go the next step and take care of somebody else. Mimele, sagt Rabbeinu Yoine, if the mitzvah would have been tzaddikim, if they would have been in a madrega of Moshe ve'Aaron, and then they come and say, okay, Bnei Yisrael deserved the punishment. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, Vavod Mino Oisam, let's pull up our sleeves and we'll give them Emes de Ge'inu of the Abba Meyoshona. You're right. You can't give them any Einish because they did whatever should have been done for the Bnei Yisrael. But we all know that as bad as Klal Yisrael was, it was gold klappe de Mitzri. The Mitzri was given a sach hasach erger. The ganze Hashpoh, what the Yidin had, was only because they were Mushpa from the Mitzrayim, from the Tumas Mitzrayim, or the Nunchari Tumah of Mitzrayim. We made it the Mitzrim, even if they would have done what the Rebbein Shloin wants, and even if they have in mind to do it like Te'eles, so Rabbein Yoine, but Koidim Kol, Kshoit Atzmcho, Ve'achakach Kshoit Acherim. First take care of yourself, Mitzrayim. First work on yourself. First keep yourself the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach, what the Rebbein Shloin gave you. And you are Erlich, and you do the Rotzen Hashem, then you can come and take care of the Yiddish kingdom. So this is another teretz, where we had here 40 rutzim, why the mitzrim were mechuyev to get the oynish, other the Rambam's mehalach, because the Rebbein Shalom never said the mitzrim should do it, he said anyone, so Mimele was their own prira to take care of this, that's a shit as a Rambam, that's why they got oynish. Other the Raivet says, that's not a reason to give them oynish, other rabbi, with the Ramban says, they should get a schar because they're taking care of the tzivri from Hashem. If they wouldn't have done it, who else would have taken care of the gezeir of Hashem? Now the Ramban and the Ravid say, they get an oynish because v'avodim v'ino oysam, where they did much more the koisha shibut of killing the Bnei Yisrael and the Yiddish kinder. Although we had the teretz of Chofetz Chaim, that the heter is only l'te'elis, even if it comes out l'te'elis, or we also have to be mechaven l'te'elis, and they did not have any kavona l'te'elis. Although the Rabbeinu Yoine, from koidim k'shoit atzmecho, v'achakach k'shoit acherim, there's no heter to give anyone else any einish, or to mix into anyone else's cheshbon, if you yourself, not koidim kol, are noki in ganzen from this chet.
Schön, schön. Ja.